And now, the life of Mary Sutton. Today marks the end of Mary's trial week at Ned Barker's lunchroom. A week during which she has worked for no salary, gambling on the slim chance that her suggestions would result in a marked improvement in Ned's business. During this week, when her own immediate future lies in the balance, she has been gravely concerned over the lives and the future of two young people whose paths have crossed hers, Tommy Garfield and his sister Frank. The next few hours will mark a turning point in the life of Mary and in the life of Fran Garfield as well. It is early morning. Mary, who usually greets each day with a new hope, is depressed and frightened as she walks down the hall of the neighborhood house toward the nursery. Her personal problems have, for the time being, driven thoughts of Tommy and his sister from her mind. But she manages to smile as she opens the nursery door to greet her children.
Frozen,
look,
it's
Mom!
Oh, dear!
Oh,
my dear, what a great big hug. Good morning, my darlings. I'm so glad to see you.
Susan said maybe you wouldn't come see us today, but I said you would, and I was right, too.
Why, I can't think of one thing that would keep me from seeing you every morning.
I just thought maybe you woke up late and you had to go to
work. Oh, my no, Susan. I have to set my alarm clock so I won't oversleep that.
Does it make an awful loud noise like a fire alarm, Mom?
Well, some mornings, Jimmy, when I'm sleeping very soundly, it sounds like 10 fire alarms ringing all at the same time.
Oh, gee, I'd like to hear it. Me too. Maybe when we all live together like we used to in Sunday, Jimmy and me will be right next to your room, Mommy. And then we can hear the fire alarm, too.
Why, you certainly could, darling.
When can we all be together again, Mom?
Very soon, I hope, Jimmy, darling. Very soon. You're happy here at the nursery, aren't you?
Sure we are, Mom. We have lots of fun. We play ball in the park every morning.
Oh, my.
And David took us down to the river yesterday, and we saw the boat.
Oh, you did.
He brought us ice cream cones, too.
Oh, that's nice. Dear, David's very fond of you and Susie. You understand why Mother can't be with you all the time, don't you?
Sure, you gotta go to work.
That's right.
You gotta work hard so you can get rich, and we'll have a big house and a dog.
Well,
and,
no.
And some... No, Jimmy, Mommy said we'd have a little house, didn't you, Mommy?
Well, I think we could be very happy with a little house, darling. It's so much cozier, you know.
Will Uncle John come to see us every day like he used to when we move into our new house, Mommy?
Would you like that?
Why doesn't Uncle John come to see us, Mom? He said he would.
Well, darling, John's very busy at the clinic in Sanders right now, taking care of all the sick little children.
Won't he ever come to see us again, Mommy?
Oh, I'm sure, dear. Of course he will. Do you miss him so very much?
He's our very best friend.
I know.
And he promised he'd always be our very best friend, next to you, Mommy. He said you were his very, very best friend, and...
Uncle John's a very, very nice man, isn't he?
He thinks we're very, very nice, too. He said so.
Of course he does, Susan. Yeah, well, let's go, darling. I can't be late for work.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well...
Oh, David. Oh, are you going to take us for another long walk today and buy us ice cream?
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Your mother has given me strict orders, Susan. No ice cream till after lunch.
That's right.
I have a fine idea about a walk we could take this morning.
Oh, it's such a beautiful day. I wish I could go with you. But I'm still to work.
Don't go yet, Mommy.
Oh, I have to.
No, don't go.
Oh, I wish I didn't have to, Jimmy. Perhaps tomorrow I'll have nothing to do.
Is it a holiday, Mommy?
Say, Mary, this is the end of your week at the lunchroom, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Goodbye, Susan, darling.
Goodbye.
Oh, my. Bye, Jimmy.
Bye, Mommy.
No, I can't stay a minute longer. I must go.
Well, I'll walk to the front door with you,
Mary. All right.
Goodbye, Mommy.
Goodbye, goodbye, dear. Goodbye, darling.
I'll be back to discuss that walk with you two in exactly 2 minutes.
Goodbye, darling. See you tomorrow morning.
Hey, Mary, dear, you're worrying about your job, aren't you?
Children always seem to have a premonition of disaster, don't they? Today, when I'm on my way to the restroom to hear that I'm a failure, out of a job, they ask how soon we can have our own house.
You'll find another job, Mary, and a better one.
But I've tried so hard to make a success of this one. I felt it was a test. If I fail at this, will I ever succeed at anything?
Mary, please, it's not like you to give up before you're licked. Why, you haven't lost the job yet.
No, not yet. But everything seems so hopeless today. I didn't think I was asking very much of life. Just a home for my children, just two rooms and three meals a day.
Oh, that isn't very much to ask. You will have that and more, I'm sure of it.
No, I'm ashamed talking like this. David, I've been a failure at everything. Last night I tried to help Tommy's sister and failed. And...
Well, you couldn't expect to change her outlook on life overnight.
I'm a fine person to try to change anyone's outlook talking like this.
Well, there'd be something wrong with you if you didn't let down and get depressed once in a while. You've tried to do too much this week.
And I haven't succeeded at anything. Still, feeling sorry for myself isn't going to help, is it?
You're wonderful, Mary. Boy, when I get that low, I don't snap out of it for days.
No, I haven't snapped out of it. But I'm not going to walk into that restaurant looking like a lost soul and have Ned Barker feel sorry for it.
Well, that's the spirit.
I'm going to resign before he has a chance to fire me. And then I'm going to start all over again tomorrow and find a new job.
Good.
I just realized that I haven't time to feel sorry for myself.
Good morning, Mary.
I'd like to talk to you, sir.
Couldn't you better talk better if you took off your hat and coat?
Oh, no, I'm not staying long enough for that.
Not staying?
My week's up today. It was awfully good of you to give me a chance. I'll always be grateful for you for that, but I know I haven't done what I hoped I could do, what I promised.
You didn't expect to make me a millionaire in a week, did you?
Oh, no, but I did hope I could be some help. I guess I was too ambitious.
Well...
But I've learned a great deal, and I've enjoyed this week so much. I've enjoyed knowing you.
Now, wait...
You've been very good to me, but now...
Say, you ain't walking out on me. Now I've got used to having you around.
Well, I'm leaving.
You got another job?
No, I'm not leaving because I want to. Oh, please don't think that.
Well, then why don't you stick around another week or so? I couldn't pay you much, but...
Mr. Barker, you haven't any more money. Your business is no better now than it was last week when I came to you and asked you for a job. I appreciate your asking me to stay, but
well,
I just...
Even Otto thinks you've made a lot of improvements in the place, Mary. Why, so it wouldn't be surprised if lots of them tourists stopped there in the summertime.
Oh, you can't pay me a salary from now till summer, hoping there'll be more business, you know.
Hey, look at that.
Hmm?
That car. Just started past. Hey, slow down and back. Yeah, he's looking at this place. He's coming in.
Why, so he is.
Well, morning, mister.
Good morning.
Hey, want to sit at the counter at the table? The waitress will be here in a minute.
I'll sit here at the counter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you care to order breakfast, sir?
No, but I will take a cup of coffee. And, say, I'd like to look at the luncheon menu.
The lunch menu? At this time of the morning, it ain't ready yet.
Oh, if you'd like something substantial, I recommend the beef goulash. It's one of our specials.
Well, how about a piece of apple pie with your coffee if you're set on having a lunch dish? It's homemade apple pie.
No, I'll come back again sometime for lunch.
Well, I'll get some coffee for you.
The place doesn't look so bad once you get inside.
Nice new curtains, green plants, and ivy make a difference, don't they?
Yeah. Here's your coffee.
It's a stiff, all right. Clean enough. The walls could stand a little fresh paint.
Hey, aren't you mighty particular? You always act like this when you're having coffee in the lunchroom?
Yeah. Nothing like a coat of paint on the walls and on the front of a building to improve a place. Take a look around. What would a customer think the first time he came in?
Hey, you sound like Mary did the day she came to look for a job. Now you tell me, what would he think?
He think if the food's as bad as the lunchroom looks, you'd better not eat here. Of course, the curtains and all those spots of ivy around the place help, but they're lost unless you do something to the walls.
Hey, are you a paint salesman? Because if you
are... No, I'm not. I represent the National Tourist Bus Company.
Oh.
Well, you certainly make friends as you go along, don't you?
Oh, I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry. I'm interested because we need a stopping place for lunch and dinner here in Craig's Falls. This is a good location. It's on the main road, and... Maybe if you fixed it up to the tourist trade, why...
You mean you...
Oh, I'm sure this would be just the place for you. After we redecorate and paint the front and get a new awning...
What?
Well, we've been considering it anyway. We can speed it up a little, can't we, Mr. Barker?
I think it would pay you to do it, Mr. Barker. And there's one thing I'll say. This coffee is very good. If the rest of your food lives up to it, might be okay.
Well, I'm sure you won't be disappointed in the food. We've a very good cook.
How's the kitchen? You mind if I take a look? My company's particular about kitchens. They've got to be clean.
No, no, of course not. Take a look. Come on, I'll show you.
All right, I'll look over the kitchen. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come back later in the day and eat. I'll have some of that beef goulash and that apple pie you've been talking about. If they're as good as you say they are, maybe we can talk business.
Well, looks as though Mary's luck has changed. Ned Boffer's lunchroom has made a regular stop for buses at the National Bus Company. There'll be no need for her to leave. Ned will undoubtedly offer her a permanent job at a fair salary. When you think of a tang, you think of a pleasant sensation, don't you? Well, the exclusive tang you feel when you use Ipana with massage is pleasant. But it's a lot more than just pleasant. It means that you're stimulating circulation in those gums of yours. The way a brisk walk on a cold day stimulates the circulation of your body. It means that the blood is coursing through those gums of yours, nourishing those gums, helping to make them firmer, healthier. In other words, helping to protect the very basis of bright, good-looking teeth and the warm, flashing smile that wins friends. So, tonight, brush your teeth and be sure you do it with Ipana toothpaste. No toothpaste will do a better job of cleaning your teeth than Ipana. Then, massage a little extra Ipana into your gum wall. By taking that second step, that easy but very important step, you help guard the health of your gums and so the loveliness of your teeth and your smile. Ask your druggist for economical tube of Ipana toothpaste today. Early this morning, Mary was a dejected and frightened young woman. Now, as we leave her, she is filled with hope. Undoubtedly, this stranger is interested in the lunchroom, and Ned Barker knows that Mary's efforts to make the place attractive are responsible. The prospect of a permanent job means renewed hope and self-confidence for Mary, and it means that before long, she will be able to provide a home for her children. Surely David will rejoice with her, or will he? How will he react to this new development? We'll know tomorrow when another episode is presented in the life of Mary Phelps. With every mother, the welfare of the family comes first. And that's why so many mothers always have Ipana toothpaste in the house and insist that every member of the family practices the famous easy technique for better care of teeth and gums, Ipana with massage. For Ipana not only cleans the teeth, helps keep them bright, clean, and attractive, Ipana goes a step beyond that. Used with massage, it actually helps the health of the gums. And wise mothers know that we must have healthy gums if our teeth are to be bright and our smiles attractive. Now, just one question. Do you use Ipana with massage? Have you taught your family to use Ipana with massage? You can do it in a minute, you know. First, brush your teeth with Ipana. Then, put a little extra Ipana on your fingertip or brush and massage your gums. That stimulates the gums, helps make them firmer, helps protect the very basis of clean, good-looking teeth and a winning smile. Why not get an economical tube of Ipana toothpaste today? And show your family this important step on the road to better oral health tonight. Mary has used adroitness, tact, and rare judgment in her handling of Joe Kramer. But the successful outcome of her talk with him had an unexpected reversal in Tommy's pathetic explanation of his need for money. Apparently, Mary will find no difficulty in persuading Tommy to give up his job at the pool room if she can reason with his sister and help her find a sounder philosophy of life. The problem of Fran is serious. It's an old, old problem, but nonetheless, it's always new with each individual and always tragic. Can Mary help Fran solve it? She'll try tomorrow when another chapter is presented in the life of Mary Suffolk. Life of Mary Southern, a human story of a woman who, in an unsettled, changing world, seeks peace, happiness, and security for herself and for her children. Mary Southern is presented each weekday by the makers of Ipana toothpaste. say you were having your picture taken, and the photographer said,
"Now smile, please. A little more smile, please."
How would you feel if you had to hesitate about smiling when he said that? Because you felt your teeth were dull and dingy. Don't take a chance on that happening to you. Do something about your smile. Start now to help protect your smile with Ipana and massage. First, because Ipana helps clean your teeth. Matter of fact, we don't know of any toothpaste that does a better job of making your teeth bright and attractive. But Ipana is no single-track toothpaste. Besides cleaning your teeth, it does something even more important. Listen.
Used with massage, Ipana helps the health of your gums.
Did you hear that?
Used with massage, Ipana helps the health of your gums.
And I'll tell you why. When you massage your gums with Ipana, you stimulate them. And you can tell you're stimulating them. There's a tingle, a tang distinctive with Ipana that you feel in your gum wall, which indicates that you're stepping up circulation. And so, helping to make your gums firmer, healthier, more resistant to all trouble. And of course, firm, healthy gums are the very basis of bright teeth and the flashing, attractive smile that goes with them. So smile, please. Smile confidently, because you know you're doing everything to make your teeth bright and your smile beautiful. Because you're using Ipana and massage every morning and every night. Get an economical tube of Ipana toothpaste at your drugstore today.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.